Perek Aleph, Siv Beis. And the whole perek is one sugya. And I hope you have that page from a few weeks ago. The photos that from a few weeks ago, there's a piece from the Deris Leah from the Gra on the bottom that we're going to do in a few minutes. And as I said to you last week, we didn't have time to finish. Here in Woodmere, it's still Tu B'Shvat. We're still holding by Tu B'Shvat. It stretched out a little bit. Yontif Sheini of Tu B'Shvat. The whole month of Shvat, of course, is that. Or, but let's read Siv Beis inside, and then we'll begin a little bit Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel is a Olam Mali, is a world. We'll begin a little bit, and we'll learn the Gra. Siv Beis. Torah Shebaal Peh Munachas Be'etzem of Yo Shel Ha'uma. Whereas the Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah, is kivyochol, a glimpse of the Creator, of the, we're not allowed to use words that don't apply to Hashem, but only to borrow, but a glimpse of the character of the one above, it's a glimpse. Torah Shebaal Peh is munachas be'etzem of yoshel ha'uma. On the other hand, the oral Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh, is monachas b'etzem of Yah, is to be found. The Torah Shebaal Peh is to be found in and reveals the character of the nation. Shemayim, Torah Shebichsav. Aretz, Torah Shebaal Peh. Chasm, Torah Shebichsav. Kala is Torah Shebaal Peh. So Torah Shebaal Peh is monachas b'etzem of Yah Shel Ha'uma. Every single word, every little knetch in Torah Shebaal Peh is saying something about the character of our people, of who we are. Shemotza es birchasa al yedei hagilui hashemayimi shel Torah Shebichsav. The Jewish people have found a bracha, this great bracha, that the light of Hashem, of the Torah Shebichsav, descended from above, was revealed to us. This is Shabbos Parshas Yisra. It's the Shabbos of Kabbalah Satorah. And of course, those iris of the original Kabbalah Satorah are shining very strongly when it comes to Shabbos Parshas Yisra. By Shabbos Yisra and by Shavuos. So, Shemot says Be'achos Ayde Gilu Hashemayimi Shal Teresh Be'chsav. This bracha that we have found through Hashem revealing His light to us through the Teresh Be'chsav, and that light of Hashem fusing and meeting up with Knesset Yisrael, with the Kala, that zivug between heaven and earth, has borne, as we'll talk more about, and we spoke a little bit last week, very remarkable fruit. All of the prate pratim, all of the thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of details of Torah Shebaal Peh are the result of that zivug, of that mating of Shemayim and Eretz, of Torah Shebichsav. Shemotzes b'chosa ayedei hagilu Shemayim. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, only saying it as a moshel, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had kivyachol all of this potential, like this wonderful chasm, but he's not a chasm without a kala. And there are no peiris without the kala. There's no zivig without the kala. So the bracha of the chasm can then materialize. All the potential, all that the chasm has, can materialize only through this joining together, through this zivug with the kala. So it's a bracha for the chasna and kala. Shemot says b'chasa yedei hagilu hashamayim yishal Torah Shebichsav. Through the Jewish people, the kala have found, through this great revelation of the or of the chasna, of Kivyochel himself and Torah Shebichsav, there has been this great bracha, many, many payers. The zivug has been oily yofa. It's been a good zivug between Hashem and Knesset Yisrael, and the fruits, the payers, all the dinim, all the halachas, all the minhagim, all the neshamas, all Torah Shebal Peh. Be'ez galusa, in its revealed state, nemuchi hi Torah Shebal Peh mi Torah Shebachsav. Obviously, the Torah Shebal Peh is on a lower level. The Torah Shebal Peh is on a lower level than Torah Shebachsav. Torah Shebachsav is the chos, and Torah Shebachsav is Shemayim. It's the Dvar Hashem. That's Torah Shebachsav, it's the Dvar Hashem. And Torah Shebal Peh is Chaviv and Divrei Saifim. Torah Shebal Peh is the Torah of Knesset Yisrael. So Be'ez Galusa, there's no question that in an open way, the way that we see it, the way that we understand it, Nemuchi Torah Shebal Peh mi Torah Shebachsav. The Torah Shebal Peh is on a lower level than the Torah Shebachsav. Similarly, in our understanding of the Olamos and the Seder and the order of Hashpa, as it's Mishtalshel, as it descends all the way into this world, the Chasson is on a higher Madrega than the Kala. That's what you see with the eyes. So the chassan is sitting in yeshiva learning year after year, year after year. He's sitting and learning, and he becomes hopefully a bal madrega, and nachis darga, and he marries a wonderful girl. So his galus, what we see with our eyes, is that the Torah Shebachsav, his galusa, is on a higher level than what we see with the Torah Shebal Peh, Be'ez Galusa. Kerei Agoreim HaRoshi Limtzai Es Nesivosa Hi HaTorah Shebachsav. The main cause, the primary cause that allowed the Torah Shebal Peh to find a path, her path, and to establish her way in this world, is only through the Torah Shebachsav. What would there be? What's a Torah Shebal Peh? Torah Shebal Peh was the, so it was just again a muscle, was like a damsel in distress, and the knight in shining armor is the Torah Shebachsav. The Torah Shebal Peh is helpless. What she's supposed to do, and they're descended from Shemayim, the Torah Shebachsav, and now the Torah Shebal Peh can find her way in this world, and is redeemed through her hero, the Torah Shebachsav that comes from Shemayim. So, in his galus of what's happening, what we see is, and the way that the world has always seen this, is that the Torah Shebachsav is the heroic chassan that comes to rescue the poor kala from poverty and from misery and so on. That's the way the world has always perceived it. Hayachas ha'elyon shel ha'uma im ha'elokus ha'elyona. Torah Shebachsav has given our people, our nation, the opportunity to have a great exalted connection and relationship with the one above. And on our own, we're absolutely awed and astounded by this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol has taken our hand in marriage. And that this zivug, and that this zivug of Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebal Peh is possible. So, Hayachas Elyon Shel Uma Im Halakus Elyona, that we have a relationship, that we have a yachas, a kesher, with Halakus Elyona, with godliness from above, great supernal godliness, and that meeting of Halakus Elyona Im Hamagamishel Hamagam, the fact that we're able to have a relationship. Im hamagama shel hamagamais, the objective of all objectives, the ideal of all ideas, the goal of all goals, the destination of all destinations, the tachlis of all tachlis, the Borei Olam Kivyachol himself. Imanetzach v'ahoyd, with the eternity and the splendor Shabbat Elamim of all worlds, umilamala shel kol kolulusam, and that which is above all that exists. That's possible because of the Torah Shebichsav, the Chosn, the knight in shining armor that has come down from Shemayim to the Kala. All of that is Behiz Galus. All of that is what we see with our eyes. Havel Betsura HaPnimis, but of course says Betsura HaPnimis, however, in the deeper hidden inner reality, in the Tzura HaPnimis, Haloi HaTorah Nitna LeYisrael B'Shvil Skulosam HaPnimis HaAlyon. But in a way that we can't see. And the modest Kala doesn't think of. So the Torah Shebichsav was given to the Jewish people because of the great hidden treasure that is contained within the Jewish people. So Yisrael Olam Machshavat Chila means that it be his galus, so when we look at things, it appears to us, it seems to us, that the Torah Shebichsav is the cause of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Understand that. The Torah Shebichsav is the cause of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Chosn comes to rescue the Kala. But the Tzura HaPnimis, in the Tzura HaPnimis, it's because of the greatness that's contained within the Jewish people, within the Kala, that there could be a Metzias of Yisrael, Olam HaMachshava Techila, that would cause such a Hisayrus Kivyachal of the Borei Olam, of the Chosn, to give the Torah Shebichsav. So even though Mitzad the Hisgalus, the Torah Shebichsav is the cause of Torah Shebaal Peh, but in the Pnimius, the Torah Shebaal Peh, Nishmas Yisrael, the school HaPnimius of Knesset Yisrael, of the Kala. Hare Garma Skula Elokis Gnuza Zu, this great, hidden, mysterious beauty that's contained within Knesset Yisrael, within the Kala, is truly the cause, on a deeper level, that's not clear, that's not obvious. Lahifaz Torah Min HaShamayim Aleihem, that made the Kala, because of her greatness, her hidden beauty, and her worthiness, and so on, that would draw upon her the Torah Shebichsav that would appear from Shamayim. So who caused who? What caused what? Like, we know that the Svar Makdoshim that I've mentioned many times tell us that the minig, at least by Ashkenazim, and it's caught on by a lot of the Svar nowadays, they like it too, but originally it doesn't come from Chachmei Svar, that we know that by Chasna the minig is for the Kala to walk around the Chosn 7 times. And there's a Radak in Novi, but in the Pasuk, the cave at the site of Gever, but there's a Hisgalus in Navi, and it's explained in Torah Shebaal Peh and over the Dairus by the Tzadikim, that La'osu Lavo, when Mashiach comes, the Chosn is going to walk around the Kala. The Chosn is going to walk around the Kala. I hope that doesn't mean that he's going to have a trail and that the fathers are going to have to hold it or something. But the chassan's going to walk around the kala. And there's a very big Torah in Likutei Torah on this inyan, in the Siddur and Likutei Torah. So by his galus, it appears to us in this world that the chassan is at the center, and the kala's life revolves around the chassan. Look, and the chassan stands there as the cause of all causes, and the kala humbly walks around the chassan. The Tzur HaPnimis is going to be revealed when Mashiach comes. And the Kala will stand still, and the Chassan will walk around the Kala. Eishes Chal Ateres Baila. That the woman of valor is the crowning glory of her husband. Eishes Chal, and that's Knesset Yisrael. So in the Tzur HaPnimis, in the Tzura HaPnimis, who's the cause of what? Obviously, we all know that the Rebbeinu Shlom is the cause of everything. It's not. We're talking about we're talking about as the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world and this mitzias of Kutch Abrihu and Knesset Yisrael of Hashem and the Jewish people. That we caused because of that great skula contained within us, that we shook up the universe and caused the Torah Shebichsav to descend, that Shemayim would come down to Aretz. V'nim says, in that respect, from the Tzura HaPnimis, Nimtzes El Yoyne Teresh Baal Peh, in that respect, the Teresh Baal Peh is higher. Nitzchuni Banai, my children have defeated me. It's the famous Gemara about Metzia, without going into that's a whole, I'm not talking about the whole Inyan, of how could it be that the Baruch Shalom shakes his head in Shemayim and says that my children have defeated me in Halacha. How could it be that this world should kivyachal defeat the one above? Defeating meaning not in a bad way, but in a good way. That the halacha is determined by the decision that's made over here, according to the rules and regulations of Torah Shebaal Peh, when the world of Torah Shebichsav itself announces the halacha. And then down below, Knesset Yisrael, which is Mislabish in the Torah Shebaal Peh, says, in all due respect, Torah lo b'shamayim hi. And we ask Mechila, but the halacha is acharam lahatos. The halacha is according to how the majority of the chachamim rule in this world. That's the halacha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiles and says, Nitzchuni banai. The Kala is right. The Kala is right. Teresh Shebichsav, in that respect, serves Teresh Baal Peh. In this world, when we see things the way that we see, so the wife is serving her husband. I'm sure there's still a few homes like that. That the wife is serving the husband. And the husband again is at the center. Eishes Chal Ateres Baila, that's going to be revealed when Mashiach comes, is that all of those years it was truly the husband that was serving the wife. In that kesher between Kutch Abrihu and Knesset Yisrael, we're only talking about in this world. We're not talking about Chalil, about the Infinite One Himself. God forbid. But v'nimtzes el yoyna teresh baal peh b'shorsha. The cause is always higher than the effect. It's a klal. The cause is always, the siba is always higher than the mesuva. The ila is higher, is always. The cause of something is always higher than the olah, than the effect, than the result. So since the skula pnimis of the Jewish people, the kivyachal is the cause or the shayrish of the chasm coming down from Shemayim, Torah Shebichsav. Therefore, in the Tzur HaPnimis, Nimtzis HaYonah Torah Shebal Peh, Rishor Shem Yishor Torah Shebichsav. And this is all contained in the famous teaching of Chazal, Chaviv and Divrei Sofrim, Yoyisim and Divrei Torah, that the teachings of the Sofrim, meaning of Torah Shebal Peh, are chaviv and are more beloved and more precious than Divrei Torah, than Torah Shebichsav. Once or twice over the years, I mentioned that there were tzaddikim who desperately wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and we find there was by Rav Hirschel Zedichov, by this Machmaisha of tzaddikim, that we find that ultimately they couldn't part with Yontif Sheni Shogolius. They couldn't part with the second day of Yontif. The fact that there are other Jews who look at us as being a Rachmanis, that we have Yontif Sheni Shogolius, what a Rachmanis, and the Nat Zoyche, and so on and so forth. Apparently there were very great and holy tzaddikim who didn't look at it that way. Of course the Metzius of Golus is a Rachmanis. We're not talking about that. We're saying, but in this matziv of where the Kala is, where there is such a thing, that the Kala is in the Beis Bursiki, like the Zohar says, it's in a place that's not so nice. That Klai Yisrael offers up to Hashem, Yontif Sheni Shogolius, is a very, very great and holy thing. And the Tzaddikim, that everything was ready, and they were ready to go, and I know there are many people that would hear this and they would get very upset, and they know better than the Yismach Moshe, Reb Hirschel Zedichov, and other tzaddikim. There are neshamas that have that feeling for Yontif Sheni Shogolius, and other neshamas that have the feeling for one day Yontif. But there is such an inyan of tzaddikim who are unable to part with Yontif Sheni Shogolius. And it comes from this chaviv and divrei sofrim yosim and divrei Torah, the chavivus of divrei sofrim yosim and divrei, which I spoke a little bit about on Tu B'Shvat in the morning. We were learning the maimer from the Baal Tanya. I was talking a little bit about the tanug, the great oynig of the peyrus, the tanug of a minhug, of when we add something mitzideinu, when a kala does something extra, when she's miskashet, when she puts on something extra, something beautiful. All the minhagim of the Jewish people and all of the rabbanim, not like you have some people that are very, very big, and the inyan to always talk like the only Yiddishkeit is in Eretz Yisrael, Chalila. That's not true. Those people that talk that way, so they make it seem like, and they'll find this chazal and that chazal and this ramban and that ramban to make it seem as if the avoda in Golus is a terrible b'de'eved, and it's not the true avoda. And it's only simonim, it's siyunim, and so on, and to learn pshat in such a way, and not to learn mitzur hapnimis, that the tzur hapnimis is that there's an inyan that davke, the Yiddishkeit of Golus, is preserving the Torah Shebichsav Yiddishkeit of Eretz Yisrael. In Gashmius, that's a davar poshut, but even in Ruchnius. But you, of course, these are things that are not spoken about so openly because it gets mixed up with parades and with other things. V'chul v'chul. Because those, like it says, like we have Kabbalah and Tzaddikim, there are certain neshamas that all they hear, it says in the Svar HaKadosh, it's brought down in Kisei Kabbalah, that at the end of time there are certain, there are going to be certain Yidden that all they, that they're not so interested in Shabbos or Kashrus or Taras Mishpacha or Shmiras HaBris and other things of Kedusha, all they talk about is Eretz Yisrael. There are Yidden that are like that. And it's brought down in the Svar HaKadosh because they're in the Shamas that come from they were in the Shamas of the Meraglim that was a galgal back in the world, and they have to fix the inyan that they spoke out against Eretz Yisrael. So when they come back at the end of time, this has to be fixed, and all they talk about is Eretz Yisrael because they spoke out against Eretz Yisrael many years ago. So they don't talk about Shabbos, they don't talk about Kedushas Shabbos, they don't talk about Limud HaTorah. You could be the biggest Amoraites in the world, but if you go to the Inbel twice a year, then you're Tzadik Yisoid Oilam. V'hameivin Yovin. The truth is that the Baruch Shalom is both of these Yidin, and no one should speak anything against either. They're different Neshamas. But Chaviv and Divrei Seifma, I'm only saying those people who say that who think that it's a Rachmanis, that you didn't have Siyantiv Shein Shagali, is they're making a very big mistake. Chaviv and Divrei Seifma, we should think about that by the second Seder. We should all be Zoicha to go back, and there should be the final Shever Brachas of Kutcha Bichu and Knesset Yisrael that will take place in Yerushalayim. We'll all get an invitation soon, but in the meantime, Chaviv and Divrei Seifma is part of the Chavivas of an Ishak Sheira that's Oyser Ritzoyin Baala, an Ishak Sheira that's Oyser Ritzoyin Baala. And then Mashiach comes that will show that the Eishes Chala Teres Baala, what was the Chavivas, that nobody should have spoken out against the Yiddishkeit of Golas. Chaviv and Divrei Seifma from Yosim and Divrei Torah. Siv Gimel, the first sentence. And I certainly hope I didn't offend anybody with what I just said. It's like always, it's not meant to offend. It's to think about and to understand that Klal Yisrael consists of many beautiful colors, and we all have to respect. We have to respect and love each other, and to understand that Klal Yisrael comes from one place, but we came to this world with different anofim and different eights and anofim and payers. And the shayrus, it's all one. The big tzaddikim always taught that, and that's what we ought to understand. Yenikas Siv Gimel. We'll just say we're going to learn the first sentence, and then we're going to learn on the page. You see in the note, if Siv Yehuda Zechon Levracha wrote down. So Yenikas Torah Shebal Peh, he beginizu min hashamayim ubegilui me ha'aretz. The Yenika of Torah Shebal Peh. Yenika is like a woman who's a menekes, means to nurse. When something is nursed, provided for, sustained, nurtured, and so on. The Yenika draws life. So Yenika's Torah Shebal Peh, the Yenika, where does the Torah Shebal Peh get its milk from, so to speak? What's the source of life for Torah Shebal Peh? Ki beginizu min hashamayim. In a hidden way, it's from Shemayim that we can't see. We'll talk about this in a minute. Or begilui, in a revealed and open way, meha'aretz. If we look at a little baby, and you ask, what's the anika of this baby? How is this baby alive? How is this baby alive? It's a simple question. You see a cute little baby, and you're saying, how is this baby alive? So there's the yanika that the baby has begnizu, and there's the yanika that the baby has begilui. There's a hidden yanika, and there's a revealed yanika. The hidden yanika is from the father. The father's Torah Shebichsav. That's a hidden yanika that began with the father. I don't think I have to explain that. But that began with the father. It's a tipas rucha. It began with the father. From that place of the father. That's the yanika. You ask the baby, you look at the baby, say, how's this baby alive? Everybody points to the mother. She's getting ready to take the child out to nurse. And the mother feeds and everything is nursing. So everybody would say, the mother is the menekes. That's clear. That's true. Begilui. That's obviously, that's what we see. But the yanika is from the father, from the zerah of, from the father. That's, however, that's beginism. That yanika, that nursing, so to speak, or that sustenance, is beginism. All we see is that this woman gave birth to the child. So everybody says, oh, the mother's... is Amusimini Betan, that the mother carried this baby for 9 months. For 9 months, she carried the baby, and she had to make sure to watch her diet and everything, to be careful with what she needed to do. And she took care, she carried the baby for 9 months, and now she gave birth to the baby, now she's nursing the baby. So, the father, you're lucky that you have, I'll give you a few minutes just to hold the baby if you behave. Because what do you have to do with this baby? But that, of course, is absurd. The yanika of the baby, beginizu, is min ha'aretz, is from the father. Or begilui, it's min ha'aretz, meaning from the mother. So yanika is tashvai, beginizu min ha'shamayim, or begilui min ha'aretz. Okay, we have to stop here and learn what the Gros says. Because you see that Rabbi Yehuda Zichron Levracha brings down in footnote 8, he brings down that there's Elio at the beginning of Hazinu. So you have that on the photostated page on the bottom. Yinikas Teresh Baal Peh, he begnizu min ha-shamayim u-begilu yimei ha-aretz. So the girl explains on the pasuk Hazinu Hashemayim Vadabeira Vesish Maharetz Imreifi. Hazinu Hashemayim, listen heavens and I will speak. Vesish Maharetz, and the earth will hear Imreifi, the sayings or the expressions of my mouth. Hazinu Hashemayim Vadabeira Vesish Maharetz Imreifi. The Gra itself is a little bit longer. It's very hard, and there are things here that in Kabbalah that's not for us. It's just to try to, on our level, to understand a little bit. The Hizkir Dibur Etel Shemayim. The Gaon points out the difference in the pasuk, that by Shemayim it says Hazinu Shemayim va'adabera. Dibur. Hizkir dibur etzel shemayim, hazinu shemayim va'adabera. By Aris it says to listen, and it says v'sish maharetz imrei fi. We have that in the parasha also by Maimed HaSinai, the switching of dibur and amira between Bnei Yisrael and Beis Yaakov. We have that also between the Zochan and the Keva. Sagid El Bnei Yisrael, called Soimar El Beis Yaakov, that switching between the Lashon Kasha, Dibur, Lashon Kasha, Sagid, and Amira. Vehizkid Dibur Etzel Shemayim, Ki Kavanasa B'mila Shemayim, Al Teresh B'chsav Ki Yadua. So the Gaon says that when it says Hazinu Shemayim, it's of course hinting, it's talking about Teresh B'chsav, Shemayim, heaven. Heaven, Tarish B'chsav, or we were using the Moshel in the Sif Aleph of the Bor, from where the water of the Mikveh originated, from the rainwater. Hazinu Shemayim, that's why later on the Torah says, right afterwards, Yareif Kemot Aluchi, Tizal Ketali Mrosi. So the original water of Hazinu Shemayim is Tarish B'chsav. Ki Kavanaso B'milas Shemayim. And even means, Shamayim means Sham Mayim, right? That's where it comes from, the Mayim. Mayim meaning water, and also meaning the water of Tyre. Hay kol tzamei l'chula Mayim. All those who are thirsty go to drink water. Sham Mayim means Shamayim is the source of Tyre Shebechsav. That's Tyre Shebechsav. Milo Shamayim al Tyre Shebechsav kidu. Uba b'chinis kol v'dibur. And in that Torah that came from Shemayim, there's Kol and Dibur. There's the voice and speech, Kivyachal, of Hashem, who spoke and gave it to us. Ubal b'chinas kol v'dibur. Torah Shebichtav has specific letters and specific words. Hazino Hashemayim v'adabeira. Aval ha'aretz, however the earth, v'sishma ha'aretz, aval ha'aretz roimeiz al Torah Shebalpeh. The earth is alluding to Torah Shebalpeh, the oral term. Torah Shebalpeh. Alkein Amar, therefore it says, Imre Fi. Torah Shebalpeh, Imre Fi. As we learned in Sif Aleph, Rav Kook brought the Gemara, that of course everything goes back to Har Sinai. So Hazino Shemayim V'adabeira, but V'sishma Haaretz means Tarish Balpeh Imreifi, the utterances or expressions of my mouth. V'hiske Dibur Etzel Shemayi. Yeah, I'm sorry. Akena Mori Mefi. Umasha Omer Eitzel Shemayim V'Ada Beira Loshen Yachid. The Goyin says, but look, when it says Shemayim, Torah Shebichtav, it says Hazino Shemayim V'Ada Beira in the singular, and I will speak. V'Ada Beira Loshen Yachid. Lefi Shebetar Shebichtav Nichlal Habe Protim V'Digduke Mitzvahs V'Posik Echad. The reason that Torah Shebichtav is said in the singular, V'adabeira, is because in one word, in one pasuk of Torah Shebichtav, there are hidden many, 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 many details. Right? And that, from that little rainwater that comes from Shemayim into the Bor, you could fill the mikvah up year after year. You could fill the mikvah up year after year. You really need a couple of good rains at the beginning by the mikvah. And then, if you follow halacha properly and you do what you're supposed to, and it's taken care of, those drops of rainwater can be used to fill up the mikveh thousands of times with many gallons of water. One pasuk of Torah Shebichtav, one drop that comes down from Shemayim, that comes from the Chasam, materializes in the life of the Kala as many cells and molecules and atoms comes before molecules, and that much I remember. And then eyes and ears and a nose and everything else, and all the prate pratim of the child, right? All the prate pratim. So adabera tershe b'chsav is b'loshen yachid, is in the singular, because it's the klal. It's the entirety that has, in potential, everything that could be in the future is hidden in that, just like by the seed of the Father, that everything in potential is contained in there. Therefore, you can take one pasuk from Chumash, and there are millions of things going on from the one pasuk. V'adaber is in the singular, from one word, one drop. V'adaber. However, Torah Shebalpeh is already Imrei Fi in the Lashon Rabbim, in plural, the utterances of my mouth, because Aval Torah Shebalpeh Nifutu, the Torah Shebalpeh Nifutu Kol Prat Uprat Bifnei Atzmai, the Maseches Miuchedes, you have Maseches Shabbos, Maseches Erevin, Maseches Pesachim. No, you have the Baruch Shalom said. It's like the Baruch Shem said, Afrelech and Pesach. I mean, he didn't say that exactly in that way. He says in the Torah, in the Lashon of Chagamatzah. So the Baruch Shem told us to make a Yontif called Chagamatzah. That's it. The Baruch Shem said, Afrelech and Pesach. There's a thing. Here's Chagamatzah. Go ahead. So that's one little drop in the singular, Chagamatzah. It's Chagamatzah. And what do we have? Masechta Pesachim. We have a whole Gemara Pesachim. Besides, it's found that Pesach is in every other Masechta and Shas, but Masechta Pesachim. And Pesachim Mishnayos, Gemaras, Braises, in Masechta Pesachim, Rishonim, Achronim, all the babies that come out from the Baruch Shalom saying Chagamazes. Because the Baruch Shalom said Chagamazes. Because Galus, what we see with our eyes is what? We see Teresh Ba'peh, millions and millions of things about Pesach. They're going to be Nuha Gadis, they're already starting to come out, the Nuha Gadis for this year. And that's what the Haggadis, and then the Chidush HaLachis, the Tamil Chachamim, Chidush HaLachis, and Hilchos Pesach, and all the Sugyas of Pesach. The Sugyas of Chametz HaMatzah, of Bal Yeroh and Bal Yematzah, the Sugyas of the Abakaisis, the Sugyas of Haseba, delicious Torahs, coming out as we speak. There are things that are in the mail from Eretz Yisrael, and things that are coming from here too, that are being published and coming out any day. Pesach. If you look in Teresh B'Chsav, no one's going to any hotel. No one's nervous. There are no pratim. It's a thing of Pesach. Make a Pesach. Pesach. And Teresh B'Alpeh, it's a busy, busy thing. Last night I said to my wife, it's not far from Pesach. She said, Shkoyach. Because I said, because why? Because there's something there with some hummus that the children were taking down. It got dirty in the basement, so I said, you know, it's not so far from Pesach, which meant to say, I want you to get busy doing something, because I have no intention of helping. It's just also coded into those few words. Make sure that you remember that it's Pesach soon. Remember. So that's not Teresh B'Alpeh, Masechta Pesachim. Wow. It's a big sugya, Pesachim. Pesach is a big sugya. So it's in the Lashon Rabban. It's in the plural. Imrei Fi. When you look at it, when you look at the Pesach and Chumash, Baba Gnizel hidden there, wow, there's a lot of life in that seed, in that drop of Chagamatzis. But the Prate Pratim come out, that are born, all the Peiris come out in the life of the mother, which is Knesset Yisrael, and our babies are the Torah Shabbal Pen, all the halachas. Shema b'ni Musar Avicha, it says in the Zohar Kodesh, the Torah Shabbal Sav, Al Titesh Torah Simechas, the Torah Shabbal Pen. And this, I'm not going to talk about now, it's because it's not the time, but the Bechlal, in the past I've spoken about this itself is a wonder, because women are not permitted to learn Torah Shabbat. They're not allowed to learn Torah Shabbat. Without going into the pratim of that halacha, but until recently that was a davar pashut. As we get closer to the Mashiach, and there are women who are not happy with that, that we have. So there was a Hesiris to try to learn Torah Shabbat there. That's a wonder. Shema b'ni Musa avichas, the Torah Shabbat Sav. Al tith the Torah Shemecha, Torah Shemecha is Torah Shabbat there. It's an interesting thing. Knesset Yisrael is the Kala, is the mother who gives birth to Torah Shabbat there, but she herself doesn't study it. The women don't study Torah Shabbat there. That's itself a wonder. Why is that? What does that mean? But a person who is in touch with the pnimius of what we're talking about understands why that is. With that, it's not necessary to go into right now. That's bedavka hein hadavarim. Hein hadavarim. So the Gaon says, Aval b'tarei shabbat peh, nifetu kol pratu prakrif, ne'as maseches miuchedes, a special maseches, Shabbos, this, that. Uma shama v'adabeir b'tesefes hei. That's an interesting way that the word v'adabeir ra, instead of adabe, v'adabeir with a hay. Now, do we associate the hay with the zocher and the keva? Then the keva is hay. Then the keva is the letter hay, is the feminine. So what's interesting is, here, by Torah Shebichsav, Hazinu HaShemayim, it says v'adabeir with a hay. But they say it's hay. Kolal b'zeh, The Goyen says, it's very hard, the Goyen is always very few words, he doesn't say a lot. Kol al bezeh, meaning, in this word, v'adabeira, kol al bezeh, the Torah is joining together, including joining together, bringing together, being mechaber, b'chinas ha'aretz gamkein. Remember, the tachlis here is to make a zivug between Shemayim and Aretz, a match, to join them together. Therefore, the Gros says that it can't be that the Torah Shebichsav should be in such a way without the hay. V'adabera, the hay at the end of the word adaber, is to cross over, to make a bridge, to join together Shemayim and Aretz. The hay is the letter of crossing over. That's why v'yhazinu ha'shamayim, v'adabera, it doesn't say v'adaber, it would be a zocher without there being any potential to meet a nekeva. A chasm without any girls in the world, so to speak. Again, it's a silly mashal, but just to say to understand. So therefore, the Goyen says Vadabera has the hay added. Vadaber is the hay. Kol b'zeh b'chinas ha'aretz, to join it together with the eretz. So there's a hay at the end of the word adaber. Gamken shehi hay ha'achroina, which is of course alluding to the final hay of the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. The name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the final Hey, which is Malchus, which is the Kala, which is Torah Shabbat Peh, which is the Shechina, which is the Jewish people. The letter Hey, the final Hey of Hashem's name. Nechlelez Gam Kein B'dibu Shehi HaPeh. So that the Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh should have that Kesha, that Gesha, that binds, that links, that crosses over. So at the end of the word Vadaber is the letter Hey, which is Malchus, which is Torah Shabbat Peh, the last day of Hashem's name, which is the Kala. So there can be a turning towards the Kala. From Shemayim, a turning towards Eretz. V'nimtza k'shenach shayv hey, shal v'adaber la'aretz. So if you take the letter hey from the word adaber, adabera, from that word, you take the letter hey from adaber, and you take the letter hey, and you sort of isolate it. Take Hazino Shemayim Vadabera, but look at the hey, look at it like this, Vadaber, and then put the hey. Make a little dash after the word Adaber and make the hey. And then another dash, because it's like a bridge, right? And then another little dash, and then Vesishma Haretzim Refi. So the Gros says, if you make a cheshbon, Shenashav Heshav Adaber La'aris, Oz Eitzel Shneim L'kol Echad Yudvav Isis. Then there are 16 letters by each. In other words, if you count the letters, Hazino Shamayim Vadaber, there's 16. Not with the Hey. 16. Hazino, count the letters. Hey, Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, comes out that there are 16 letters, and then there's the Hey. And then you count the Sishmar Etzim Refi, and there are 16 letters. And the Hey is the bridge that joins those two. Because the earth must be bound and brought together. The Kala must be joined together. In order for her to give birth, she has to be joined together with Shamayim, with the Chasim. Nukva Bitchura, the female and the male. So the zivug, just like you see that under the chuppah, and I thought we'd get to the Indian of Shabbat, but we'll have to do that next week, but like you see by the chuppah, the kala doesn't say anything about the chuppah, right? I mean, she's not supposed to say anything about the kala. Huh? Afterwards, she has what to say. Yeah, but by the chuppah, she doesn't say anything. The chassan says a few words. It's Hariyam Kodesh Lukat Abaz Lukat Asma Shiv Yisrael. Right. So what happens? What's going on then? So the chassan is holding out the ring, and the kala is holding out the finger. She doesn't say anything. Hazino Shamayim Vadaber V'Sishma Ha'aretz Imreifi. Right? The Kala is just listening. Hazino Shamayim, the Torah Shebichsav is the Chazan. Hazino Shamayim Vadaber. I'm saying something. What's that? Hariyat Mekudeshes Li B'Tavazu. Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. That's what the Chassid says. Hazino Shamayim Vadaber. And the Kala holds out her finger. She's a righty or a lefty, depends. She makes sure she has nothing else on her hands. She holds out her finger to accept the ring. And that's to make a kiddush. And that joining together, what says in the Sfar, is that the ring is shaped like the letter Yud, right? A Yud is just a little blot. The Yud is the ring. And the Kala's finger is the Vav. Right? The finger is shaped like a Vav. To make that Chibur between those two letters of Yud and Vav. But we all know that Hashem's name is Yudke Vavke. And if the Ari HaKadosh said, and we're going to talk about this more next week, that's what has to do with the Indian of Tu B'Shvat, the 15th. Because Ish and Isha have a Yud and a Hey, right? The two words, Ish, Yud and Hey, which Chazal dashed on that, the Yud and the Hey of Hashem's name, are an Ish and Isha. So two numbers are significant in the Chibur, 16 and 15. There's the Yud and the Vav, and there's the Yud and the Hey. Yud Kei Vav Kei are significant in the Chibur of Shemayim and Arz of Chas Nakala. Therefore, in that respect, the ring is a Yud, and the Kala's hand that consists of five fingers is the letter Hey. The Chibur of the Ish and Isha is the greatest revelation of the Zivug of Yudke Vavke of Hazino HaShamayim V'Adabeira V'Sishma Ha'aretz Imrei Fi. The 15 steps at the Ezras Noshim in Beis HaMikdash, which correspond to the 15 Shehamalas that are in Tilim. The steps over there, Ezras Noshim, the Chibur of the place, so to speak, it's used only the Lashon Ezras Noshim, but the place where women are or are not, the Chibur of men and women, of a Chasan and Kala, is that Inyan of Shir Hamalais, and is the Yichud of Yudke Vavke that the Vilna Gaon is alluding to here in the letters, in the 16 letters with the Hey that's in between. So that the name of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, is being misyached in this Pasuk of Hazino Hashemai V'Adabeira with the Hey, V'Sishma Ha'aretz Imrei Fi, and there's a Yichud that's taking place between Shemayim and Aretz, between Teres Shebechsav, which is the Bechina of Yud, the drop, the Yud, and Teres Baal Peh, which is the letter Hey, which is the Kala, which is why most women's names have a Hey, not all, but most women's names have a Hey. And that we've spoken many times about why that the letter Hey is particularly connected to giving birth, to being able to give birth. Does not mean, God forbid, that someone who's named Rachel cannot have children, although Rachel in the Torah did have difficulties with that. But there is a difference when there's a Hey or there's not a Hey. But that doesn't mean Chas Hashem something bad. But the Chibur of the Chas and Kal of the husband and wife is depending upon the Yichud that takes place in the Shem Havaya, the Yudke Vavke. And Bez Hashem, next Erev Shabbos, we're going to talk a little bit at the beginning about this Chibur that I alluded to last week, by the first Zivug that's described in the Torah between Yitzchak and Rivka. And that's where the Inyan of Shvat and the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael are revealed in a very profound way. So we'll finish that and we'll continue on as Hashem, the rest of Siv Gimel. Shkai, the Shabbos.